Oh, yeah. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down, by the way, on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And you know what else is supposed to be in our listening area, by the way, Boomer? Space Command.
Oh, really?
You know that.
I knew that. Space Command.
Space Command. Okay, so you remember we had Congressman Dale Strong on the show a week or so ago?
Yeah.
All right. And before that, I had talked about Space Command, and I had made a comment about something related to the general in charge of Space Command. Do you recall what I opined was probably the case about the general?
What was that? I do not.
I remember saying literally on the air, I bet what we're going to find out is the general who advised the president to keep it where it is has already bought his retirement house in Colorado and didn't want to move.
He didn't. I remember that. And you said he was going to stay there. And I would like to know who that was and what house he bought.
Yeah. Well, we now know. It was General Dickinson, who is the commander of Space Command. It's a combatant command. It's like, you know, NORTHCOM and CENTCOM and all the others, SPACECOM. Is now a combatant command. General Dickinson had at one point even said to Congressman Dale Strong when he was in the county commission in Madison County that he couldn't see any way why Huntsville would not get it because of all the studies. That, well, now he's the commander of Space Command, and turns out he's a Colorado native. Turns out that he is also graduated from two separate Colorado universities, University of Colorado and the Colorado School of Mines. Turns out also that we now know that my prediction was exactly correct, which, by the way, Congressman Dale Strong said that he had heard it already when he was on the show the next day with me. And now we have an article from AL.com, Dateline yesterday. Senator Katie Britt has now released information that shows that General Dickinson is, in fact, a Colorado native who just a few months before the decision was made by Biden, it turns out that he bought a 20-acre farm with a 4,000-square-foot dream house in, you guessed it, Colorado, right down the road from Space Command's current temporary headquarters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel certain that had nothing to do with the decision making.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, surely not.
Have mercy. Why would we ever think that that could have ever weighed in? By the way, are we doing home fries right now? Did I
was waiting. I was waiting for you to actually. I was going to say it before the next one because you forgot it.
Well, I just ate that one raw. Then we forgot to cook this one up. So let me.
You ate this one raw.
Let me just go ahead.
You were ready just to jump in.
I was just mad.
Come on, Rocky.
I was just mad. You're just mad. Pull a rabbit out of my hat. I'm just mad. Oh. All right. I tell you what, Boomer. Cook me up some home fries. There you go. But yeah, that's the thing, man. So we're cooking up home fries right now. Number one, triple dipper. I forgot to go ahead and intro this because I was so mad that I just jumped right in. But the bottom line is this. We're looking at stories that relate to where we live, all right? I can look at D.C., I can look at international all the time, but we got to remember to pay attention to what's happening here because even what happens in Montgomery, in my opinion, has more impact on our day-to-day lives sometimes than what happens anywhere else. But that being said, story that we've had in recent weeks is, of course, the Biden administration's decision to ignore every study, to ignore every indication that Huntsville should ever be the place for Space Command, despite the fact that it was number one on the list every single time. And, oh, by the way, I predicted a few weeks ago that we were probably going to find out that General Dickinson, who we are told, according to AL.com, it even confirms, we are told that U.S. officials said that Biden was convinced by the commander of Space Command, General James Dickinson, that moving his headquarters now might jeopardize military readiness. He just bought a $1.5 million house and property to retire in, I feel certain. Because, heck, why would you want to move when you got a 20-acre farm in Colorado? Just saying. Just saying. Just saying. Just throwing it out there for some general consumption. Yeah, and it's unreal. I mean, this whole thing is a boondock. By the way, we're not done with this. I don't think for a second that we're done with the Space Command issue. I really think that there's going to wind up being congressional investigations. I think there's going to wind up being I suspect that General Dickinson will wind up having to provide testimony in front of Congress and or Senate. By the way, Senator Tommy Tuberville is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. And, oh, by the way, Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers is the chair of House Armed Services. If you think for a second that General Dickinson is going to wind up having his information about buying a house right down the road, just slide on by, like ain't nobody going to be looking over here. Well, we did. You and your wife just bought your dream house, and you're about to retire, General. Just saying. There's some mighty fine property out in Madison County he might want to reconsider. Just, you know the market.
I think he should.
I think he should go. Just, you know, hey, something on the backside of Montesano Mountain, why not?
Mm.
I like it. We'll see. Other stories, things happening in Home Fries. So I've told you before that gambling in Alabama has been a nonstop, ongoing issue. And I don't mean like a little bit. And by the way, I'm not even commenting right now on whether somebody likes or dislikes going to casinos. That's not my point in saying this. I can tell you that I don't prefer it, but I'll just say, here's the deal. The reason why we don't have gambling legislation in Alabama is because of the people who run the gambling facilities. They don't want anything but what they want. They can't think past their own dollar sign, and they have gerrymandered and corrupted the processes in Montgomery at every single turn. We found out some years ago, around the time I was getting elected, that Milton McGregor, who owned Victory Land, who was constantly getting raided by the Attorney General and the Task Force on Gambling in Alabama, with illegal machines and things he knew he was going to violate the laws, we found out he was paying the staff. He was paying the Republican caucus staff to tell him what was being said inside of our closed-door caucus meetings, and he was paying a member of the Legislative Services Agency to help him watch for language being put into bills that would hurt his ability to make a buck. What? Yes. And that's just one little nugget. Folks, I could tell you nightmare stories about things that I've heard firsthand about legislators getting a little something-something on the side from the gambling interests in the state of Alabama. And those same people have been breaking the law in the state of Alabama for years. And, oh, by the way, newsflash, I don't have the story with me right now, but I read it this morning. One of those is the Green Track area down in Greene County. Green Track owed so much tax money to the state of Alabama that their property was recently seized and auctioned at a tax sale by the state. And the state found no bidders, and so it wound up owning. We now own the property. The state of Alabama does. Those same people who have been breaking our law for years, most recently helped other legislators draft legislation that would have preserved them as the only ones allowed to have a casino in the state. What are you talking about, Phil? What I'm talking about is they wanted a monopoly. Let's do it this way. How about this? What if tomorrow morning you woke up and there were only two grocery store chains in the state of Alabama? I'm going to just pick one. Let's say there was Winn-Dixie and Publix. I'm just throwing them out there. Winn-Dixie and Publix. And you think to yourself, well, there's only two. Why don't we get Aldi or, the Walmart Supercenter have a grocery store? No, you can't do that. Why not? Because the legislators wrote it into law that you can only have two grocery stores. What do you mean? Well, they came down to Montgomery and they lobbied and they got it written into the law that the only ones who could own a grocery store are Winn-Dixie and Publix. That's the same thing we're looking at right now. Monopoly is not the Republican way of doing things, supposedly. Supposedly. That's not the free market. The free market is allowing the best to arise and move forward. And yet, you also look for the ones that are going to benefit your state or your community, and yet the ones who were getting their names written into the law, literally, were the same ones who've been breaking our laws for years. and now they're back. Story here on Alabama Daily News came out 2 days ago. And by the way, I need to get Representative Andy Witt on the show and ask him to explain himself because what I'm about to say, Representative Andy Witt is a Republican from Harvest, Alabama. Starts off here in the article saying he's recently purchased some bogus scratch-off lottery tickets in multiple Alabama counties. Well, sir, you knew that we don't sell lottery tickets in Alabama, so why'd you buy them? And on a day trip to one North Alabama county, he visited 12 illegal gambling sites with electronic bingo machines. Really? So you're going to the backdoor casinos, Representative Witt. I feel certain that he turned those into law enforcement. Well, over the last 6 months, Representative Andy Witt says he's traveled around much of the state to be able to see what gambling operations exist, legal and illegal. He says, I've concluded it's the Wild West in Alabama. Well, sir, when you go to the backdoor casinos, what is it you expect? And oh, by the way, if you're a legislator, let me just suggest this. If you're a legislator and you're going to a backdoor casino, illegal operation, I hope nobody took your picture walking in the door. Because that's not going to look good on your opponent's next campaign mailer. But Witt goes on to say this. He says, we don't need to expand gaming. It's already here. It's unregulated, and the state is getting no revenue from it, and if we don't get a handle on it now, we never will. Wait, let me get this straight. What he just said is, it's illegal. I know where it's illegal. I've been there. I think we ought to legalize it so we can tax it. What if we said that about prostitution? Well, I've seen the prostitutes. I know where they are. Why don't we just legalize prostitution and tax it? What about this? How about fentanyl? I know where they sell illegal fentanyl. I know where it is. It's all over the place. Why don't we just legalize it and tax it? No. How about this? How about child sex trafficking? I know where they hide the children that they traffic. Why don't we just go there and legalize it and tax it? Do you hear yourself, Representative Andy Witt? You just said, why don't we just legalize something that's illegal right now so we can tax it? Is that the way you look at things? He calls it simply organized crime going unchecked. Well, yeah, that doesn't mean you legalize it. Well, the mafia is in here. Why don't we legalize the mafia so we can tax them? Witt said there's no draft legislation yet, but it's about time to put pen to paper, he says, and get ready for the session. Oh, boy. He said the group has only had brief conversations with representatives of the Porch Band of Creek Indians. So what you have here, by the way, is a very misguided effort to justify why we should expand casino gaming. Because, I mean, it's out there, right? There's an illegal activity. And we're not getting any money off of it. Well, by God, let's legalize it and tax it. How long have you been in office, Representative Witt? And if somebody knows him personally, tell him I'm talking about him. He's welcome to call in, 833-687-4448. But what we're looking at right now is an article in which he is quoted as having gone to illegal gaming sites and has talked about why it'd be best if we just legalized illegal activity so that we can get some tax money off of it. And that, my friends, is called capitulation, not legislation. Boomer, take me to a break, brother, while I recover myself, because I'm pretty sure I need to catch my breath after that one. That's two stories in a row. Made me so mad I forgot to even talk about home fries. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, all fired up. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. I'll jump over to the text lines for a minute before I get so many piled up that I can't get to them all. Let's see what we got here. Scott from Athens says, I love you, brother, but I personally disagree. If they're going to have every recruit saying, yes, pronoun, sir, then I say make them draft. Military command needs broken of this woke stuff. Don't get me started on forced vaccinations. I don't disagree with that in terms of the forced vaccinations, but I think that we can field an all-volunteer force. I think we've proven during the Reagan years especially, and really even the Bush years, and to some degree the Obama years, that if the military is allowed to be what it is, as opposed to being a petri dish for social, cultural, you know, experimentation, that we can get a heck of a lot done and bring morale up. But anyway, Scott, thanks. TL from Huntsville says, maybe we should go on the offensive and lug up a no gambling bill, and while they're running around with their hair on fire to kill the bill, slide through a school choice. I can see it. JR from Rogersville. Colonel Williams, if I understood you correctly, Andy Witt does not give a whit about illegal activity as long as he can tax it. Is my understanding correct? That appears to be pretty much what he said in his article, JR. And I guarantee you he would take issue with that representation of his words, but his words literally said, it's out there, it's happening right now, we need to get a regulation on it so that we can tax it. That's just basically what he said. Tony from Piedmont, he's naming a place, and I don't know why he's naming it. I'm afraid there's an illegal casino there, so I'm not even going to name it. Brian from Huntsville just texted in and says, Boomer, sorry, meant to say not for on air. But the, so, okay, so Boomer, go ahead and read that off air because we're being told it's an off air comment to you. What do we got here? New in the line, MJ from Huntsville, Alabama. MJ, glad you're in the text string, says Phil. General Dickinson personally knows all about Huntsville. From his bio, January of 2017 to 2019, Commanding General, U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command, Joint Functional Component Command for Integrated Missile Defense at Redstone Arsenal. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to know that. I would question then, if that's the case, how is it that he has just determined to advise that Colorado is the best place, even though every study the services commissioned said otherwise? And, oh, by the way, he just bought a retirement house. Oh, that has nothing to do with it. I'm sorry. Thomas from Athens, by the way, there is existing, already paid for, force protection on Redstone Arsenal, where Space Command would be located. Dare the CCP to try and penetrate, even virtually, Space Command located on Redstone Arsenal versus Space Command 9 miles from military protection. Yeah, we're hearing right now that Force Pro for the current Space Command location is nothing like what it would be inside the gates of Redstone. Wow, they keep dropping in, man. John from Huntsville. Phil, I think there should be a right side radio bingo every Tuesday, and you can pull out bingo numbers live on the air. Now you're just trying to get me in trouble, man. Mike from Coxey, I was proud to serve under President Ronald Reagan. I got out when Bill Clinton was elected. I get it, man. Terry from Hartzell says, isn't it something for General Dickinson using his position for personal gain? So, yes, if they can show that he did that, and I think he made us say, I felt like it was staying here, so I bought a house and we'll move back to it if you decide to move me. But nonetheless, it doesn't look good for him. Jeff from Indiana, sounds like you were part of Space Command. You would make me a little uncomfortable to know my commander was a liar. No honor in him, says Jeff from Indiana. And then Brian from Huntsville gave me a smiley face because I read part of his text on the air when he said off the air. Let me jump back over here. New things to talk about before we hit the top of the hour. We are in Home Fries right now. I told you a couple weeks ago that one of the other things that I cannot believe we did, in fact, I wrote a piece about it that came out on Monday, published by 1819 News and picked up by a couple of other spots around the state. I called this one Big Government, Pot, and Frankenstein. What happens when big government, pot, and Frankenstein walk into a bar together? Well, there's a joke, except the joke's on us, because what it means is we got the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. It's a wing of government that can tax you, that can search you without a warrant, that can regulate even whether or not you can give so-called medicine to your kids. It's quite the thing. Put aside the fact that it's marijuana. It's the Marijuana Commission. And they are the most jackleg organization right now, and they are in a suit again with claims that they have awarded licenses that should not have been awarded. And if I'm just telling you, this is a debacle that continues to unfold, the Medical Cannabis Commission. All right, listen, we're coming right back, I believe, with Brian Taylor, former state senator and now Supreme Court candidate. We will be on the air momentarily. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
right-side ruffians out there.